T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, I would 88, 87, something like that. Like, I see this team sustain success. The last 2 years, last year they didn't really back into the playoffs, but the year before they kind of did. They were not close to winning the division last year. Like, why am I supposed to expect this as a high 90 wins team? Like, they have not been a dominant regular season team. Now, when we talk before the playoffs, then maybe my feeling will be different on what they can do. But in the regular season, like, their inconsistent lineup, and, you know, I think the back end of their pitching is not great. So I'm going to go lower than people think just because I need to see them do it before I believe it. So I'll go, 88, 89, something like that.
Oh. Elliot Shore Parks throwing cold water all over our 100 win conversation. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, that was Elliot yesterday. We asked him for his Phillies win total. So Rhea's at 98, Howard's at 107, Kyle's at 100 on the dot, Hugh's got 94. Elliot, though, he danced around the upper 80s there for his win prediction. So at first, you're probably going to be like, oh, Elliot, screw Elliot. You know who kind of agrees with Elliot?
Who is that?
FanDuel, the odds makers. Mm-hmm. The Phillies number is not as high as the way we're talking about it. So mm-hmm. The Phillies right now, as the season is about to open across Major League Baseball, obviously Phillies Braves tomorrow. The Phillies right now, their over-under win total at FanDuel is 89.5. Which really makes Elliot not sound as crazy as some people out there are probably feeling when they hear him. I think they're going to be over this number. I think 95 is a very reasonable, you know, goal and spot for the Phillies and a possible division title. I think they're going to take down the Braves. 100, I feel like they have that kind of talent. But it is interesting that the numbers, I mean, 89.5 Hugh is not low, but it's lower than where everyone else is at. Like, the city feeling right now is way above the number Vegas has set. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's always like that. The optimism in the city, the fact that we have boots on the ground. A lot of times, you know, you look at these teams and you make these odds from a distance, from afar. So that way, you know, you try to keep it fair as you possibly can, and you're not influenced by one thing or another. So I think that's the biggest difference when you think about it, Joe. That's why we are here. Right? That's why we're here in Philadelphia, feel more optimistic about it, because we listen to these guys talk all the time. We get to actually see voice inflection and facial expressions,
yeah,
things of that nature.
Sometimes we're also biased and wrong. I mean, like that happens. I mean, let's be real. Vegas is not biased. They have no bias.
They don't give a damn about nobody.
We are, because we want it to be. We want to feel optimistic, especially on a day before opening day. Here's what I will say about the number. It feels to me like they're weighing too much the big picture of the last 2 years and not the context of the last 2 years. Like, if you look at the last 2 years, 87 wins, 90 wins. That 89.5 makes sense. But the last 2 years, there's context, right? No Bryce the beginning last year.
Yeah.
Turner was terrible in the beginning. The year before, Girardi was sabotaging the season. I mean, there's all these reasons he was. I mean, Joe Girardi was sabotaging the season.
I mean, you can speak to Boyd. I wasn't here, but I believe you.
There was a game in May of that year when they were down in Atlanta that I came on the air the next day. It was the first time I ever came on the air and said, they need to fire this guy now. I mean, he was a disaster. So I think that's a bigger reason why, Kyle, they won less than or 90 or less the last 2 years. I get the number, right? They were 87 and 90 the last 2 years. So I get why the big picture is like, yeah, they're upper 80s, but they're better than that.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's tough for me to think. Like, I think we have a little more of an intimate understanding of our baseball team and why the last 2 years they had the amount of wins that they did. I think for Vegas, it's easy to just sort of surface level look at this and say, well, they won 87 the 1 year and, you know, whatever the year after, like, that's probably about what they'll do, considering they didn't really add to the team, mm-hmm. right? They spent a lot of their offseason keeping everything in-house and locking up their guys, Wheeler, Nola, et cetera. That's sort of where I think that comes from. But, I mean, I've said this the last 2 years, and I guess I was wrong last year, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong again. The Phillies are much better than the gap between them and the Braves suggested. They are a higher win total team than their last two win totals suggest.
And sometimes, even though they're smart at what they do, Vegas sets a bad number. I mean, 2 years ago, they had the Eagles at 9.5. They won 14 games. Like, they just were better than people thought they were. And I could see the Phillies doing the same thing. Like, we could look back when they win 100 and say, their over-under win total was less than 90. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Chip in South Philly talking to Phillies. What's up, Chip?
Chip.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hugh, big fan, man. The chanting your name at the vet when I was a kid were some of my greatest memories, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. As far as the Phillies go, I've got them at 95, 96. But I think that my take on it I think that might be enough for the division. Because I think, like Rhea was saying, the Braves come down to earth a little bit. You know, you've got some peskier teams in the NL East this year. And, you know, the Braves aren't going to just be walking over everybody. The Marlins probably got some confidence after their run last year. The Mets probably won't be the dumpster fire they were last year. Nats are working on a rebuild. There's going to be some more competitive games that I think bring the Braves down a little closer to us. And I think that with Trey and Bryce being themselves for a whole year, we're right up there with them at 95, 96.
Yeah, Chip, I also wonder, and I'm with you on this, I wonder if the Braves, because they've kind of fallen off so far in the playoffs, I wonder if they pace themselves more. Like they pushed to win every day last year. Those guys never took days off. I think they're going to treat the regular season differently, so they're naturally going to come back down. Like if the Braves win 104 games again, I'd be shocked. Not that they're not good, Chip. I think they're going to just come back to earth. Philly's a little bit better. I think we're getting a division race this year, which is going to be a lot of fun.
I agree.
Chip, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues. What do you got?
All right, so you got to listen to the details, because it's not that he were drafted by the Phillies, but drafted the same year as Hugh, has to be one of the greatest to ever do it in Roy Halladay.
That is a tremendous guess. Chip is thinking there. It's not it, Chip, but that's
a great way to think about it.
It is. All right.
You know, it's funny. Can I just say this about the Hughes Clues? Like, when y'all text me, like, personally, like, slide in my DMs and stuff, I'm not going to answer. Like, I'm not. I appreciate the fact that we are cool enough for you to slide in the DMs and I respond, but I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to answer. Because then all you got to do is pick up the phone and call.
You know what I got here? By the way, I saw this on the last break. I got an email about Hughes Clues today.
What'd you get?
Well, I got a long email, someone kind of going through their thought process on what they think Hughes Clues is.
Is that right?
This is, I'm telling you, people love to try to think along with what you're thinking. I mean, sometimes that's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes it's smart. All right, Hugh, I think that means it's time for us to give a second clue.
Second clue.
What do you got?
Let me look at my piece of paper here, because you know I got to write these
clues. The clue list here.
Yeah, this is the clue list. This guy has a memorable nickname.
Okay. Well, a lot of Phillies do. But
Yeah, I mean, that's probably... Okay. Somebody's going to complain. Like, even though I did my best to try to make this a lot easier, make it easier for people to win tickets, somebody's still going to complain.
I think if people listen, it's not that difficult.
No.
I don't think it is. We'll see when someone gets it. Our 215-592-9494 Phillies tickets on the line Saturday, 4:05 first pitch. That was a good guess, the last one. Not it, but a very good guess. All right, so we got a Philly draft the same year as Hugh, and... we have a guy with a nickname, a good nickname. Let's talk to Rob in Delco. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
What's
hey, Rob.
Listen, I was so – my guess, I'll get it out of the way real fast. Bree kind of took it. So I'm going to go 99 for win total. How's that? You know what I mean?
Right underneath 100. That's good, though. That's a good number, Rob.
Right above Bree, right below Kyle. So, you know, I had 98 when I was telling Kyle when I called up. So I figured, let me switch up a little bit and go with 99. Now for the Sixers. You know, I'm a big Sixers guy, Hugh. I'm on spring break this week, Joe, because I work for a school district. So I'm up late, okay? So I have the time to do this. I take the replay of the Sixers game and watch the last 5 minutes of it, Joe. Nobody's really talking about this, and forgive me if they did. It was like, don't get me wrong. Oubre is a folk hero now. When he went off and said this and this about each referee and about their grandma.
Rob, it was hilarious.
He
called them all out to their face. You yeah. and you and
he's like 22
and 22.
It was great. You know what I mean? Like, it was how we were feeling. I would have probably done the same thing, but nobody's talking about this. What the heck happened to Massey? He tripped over his own feet.
I know.
Like, before that.
I know. So I was there last night, and I was sitting above that basket. And, Rob, when it first happened, you know, it's like a scrum. So you're like, oh, he got fouled. And then as soon as the replay went up, I was like, no, he didn't get fouled. He tripped. The last minute of that game last night was both an execution nightmare for the Sixers and the referees just were – I mean, they're horrendous. I mean, they admitted it after the game. They blew it.
It's like they were hanging around because I don't know. It's like they deserve to get you know, the coach going after him, and not, you know, to a certain extent, you know what I mean? You'll put your hands on, but just like yelling at them, and Oubre yelling at them, and I thought it was great. I thought it was deserved, but you know.
What'd you think about the Harden boost? All-time villain here, we got Harden.
You know what, though? He is an all-time villain, but unfortunately, like him and Simmons, those guys, I don't think they care at all. You know what I mean? And that's what bothers me. If they took it a little bit more to heart, I probably would be booing a little bit harder. But those guys are going home to their, what, 10-bedroom, 8-bathroom mansions. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care.
Here's a devil about you booing. Don't care.
Yeah, yeah, and Harmel Harden's used to it, too. I mean, he does this every place he is, so every time he goes back somewhere, you know, he's used to the booze.
He's got, like, zero personality, too. So, you know what I mean? He just, like, talking that monotone voice and just, you know. But he's an all-time villain. But that was just bugging me with the Maxey tripping over his own feet. But, you know, and listen, I'm a little upset with the owner of the Phillies because I don't understand why you wouldn't go for that guy for 1 year and $25 million. I know it could put them over that extra tier of the luxury tax, but I don't care. You know what I mean? This guy, you know what I mean? Do it. Because it's only 1 year, Joe. You know what I mean? And in a couple of years, let's face it, Castellanos comes off the books. Schwarber comes off the books. So, you know, put that money out there.
I agree, Rob. If I were the Phillies, I would have signed Montgomery. They didn't do it, but look, there's no excuses. In July, whatever they need, I don't want to hear about money in July. They got to go do it.
No, absolutely. That's why I was a little bit disappointed. Hopefully, I don't want to hear about that at the trade deadline. Hear about the owner saying he's driven. That's all he thinks about. He's obsessed with it, and he has put his money where his mouth is, but put a little bit more of that money where, because it'll come back, Joe.
Of course.
That money will come back. Finish
the job. It's time. It's the unfinished business, as we've been saying all spring. All right, Rob, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What do you got?
All right, well, I'm glad the guys said boy holiday. So I'm trying to think of a nickname kind of threw me off. I'm going to say Jeff Jenkins. He used to play for the
Phillies. Jeff Jenkins.
Jeff had a nickname?
I don't know.
I don't remember a Jeff Jenkins, a good nickname for Jeff. I remember Jeff Jenkins, of course. Wasn't Jeff Jenkins the one who got the hit right after the rain delay?
Yes.
That was the first he was the first batter in the second part of the game against the Rays. Jeff Jenkins was a pretty good player. Pretty good player. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. What's up, Scott?
Scott.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott. What's up, pal?
Nothing, man. Just passing some time here at work. So for the Phils, I'm thinking 101 wins.
I love it. Over the number 100. So you're seeing what I'm seeing. Like, they have 100 win talent. It's just a matter of they got to do it for 6 months here.
Yeah, they just got to do it for 6 months. I heard the guy call about an hour ago saying that the veteran teams don't play hard. I don't see that. I think these guys are hungry. They want to be there. They want to set the pace here, set the tone for the season. So I think they'll get to 100.
Yeah, I agree that there's a different tone to the Phillies this spring than in years past. It feels like they're very driven to not get off to a slow start. And if they could fix that, Scott, well, then all of a sudden we have ourselves a full season. Because the last 2 years, I mean, they didn't really start playing until June. I mean, they wasted the first 2 months.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we get a little Flyers playoff hockey here coming up.
Well, I think we're going to. I mean, they just got to make sure they finish this thing. But, yeah, I mean, we could get a year where everyone's in the playoffs. I mean,
they're like 1 point in the third spot behind, I mean, in front of Washington, right?
Yeah,
Washington.
And they're in our division, so they could jump us, and then we'd have to be in front of the Red Wings. So.
I think the last game of the season we play Washington.
In Philly. Yep.
That could be a de facto playoff game. Yeah, how about we get all four teams to the playoffs in 1 year? All right, Scott, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What player are we talking about?
All right, I'm going lights out, Brad Lidge.
Lights out. Good guess, Scott. Not it. We appreciate it.
That was a good guess.
The nickname one's fun because I'm
there's a lot of
all popping into my head. A lot of Phillies
nicknames.
You can
hear them, as someone says the name.
Brad Lidge came out my year?
I don't know that to be a fact. I'm going to guess Brad Lidge, just based on his career, came out after you did. I don't think he was drafted. I didn't want to make you feel I was going to say way back then.
He was drafted in 98.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought because he came up in the early 2000s.
So, wait a minute. You don't want to make me feel old, like you don't do that on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I wasn't planning on it.
I have no problem making you feel old.
You know, thank you, Kyle. No, like Joe's changing over here, man. He, you know, he's feeling bad.
Getting soft on
it. I know.
You don't want to, like, you've been telling old jokes since day one, like on the slide.
Yeah.
I just been letting them slide.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Let's be real about it. If a player was drafted in your year, they're kind of old now. They're kind of old, and I don't look at Lidge as that old.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you're getting a little soft.
Well, think about it. Lidge was perfect like 4 years after you retired. Like, so there had to be a little gap there in your career.
You know what also happened in 1995?
In 1995, well, lots of things.
I was born.
Yeah, see, that's
that right?
And Kyle's not, I mean, like a kid.
I'm 28.
Right. I mean, Kyle's pushing 30 now.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean,
relax.
Yeah. We're trying to make you feel old, not me.
Okay. I mean, you'll get there. just wait till you get to your 30s.
I do not feel old. I feel good for 52. Yeah.
You said
so
it.
Far. I didn't
52.
All right, we need the official prediction for Mr. Black Hockey. Are the Flyers going to make the playoffs?
Yes. Mr. Black Hockey has spoken. Haven't heard that.
Very happy to hear that, Hugh.
Yes. No, you know what's funny? Because when I was out yesterday, like, the Flyers are here this weekend, correct? I think they're here, but like people trying to get tickets. Like there were people out, like I was ear hustling, and they're trying to get tickets to the Flyers games, man. Like people are excited about hockey and potentially playoff hockey. So, yes.
Well, we're getting to that point of the year where it's like wall-to-wall stuff is going on,
yeah,
right? You have NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, obviously the Phillies, you know, day-to-day baseball, the draft. I mean, there's the Masters, the draft.
This is about to be the best time of the year because, like, in a couple, what, 4 or 5 more months, football's about to start back up. Like, this is the sweet spot for Philadelphia. You know, it's unfortunate that for the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to be sitting in cold baseball games. We're going to go. We're going to be sitting outside in the cold. But as soon as it starts to warm up, then you're going to get that short traffic is going to start to ramp up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time.
So I just – our last caller, when he brought up the Flyers, and obviously the Sixers are fighting for seeding. Right now they're the 8th seed. They're probably not going to end up in the top 6 spots. So they're going to play in the play-in. I was trying to think about this, and maybe I'm missing something. When was the last time all 4 teams made the playoffs in the same year? It feels like it's been a while. I mean, Hugh, I don't know what the answer is. The last time all 4 teams here made the playoffs, when was the last time?
I got here in 98. Did the Flyers make the playoffs in 98? No, I remember a playoff run.
Back then, they were a playoff team very often.
No, I remember a playoff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Off run that the when they played
so
they played was it Pittsburgh in the playoffs?
I have a potential year.
What do you got?
Did the Eagles make the playoffs in 2010?
Yes, they did.
Eagles, Phillies did. Flyers went all the way to the Stanley Cup, and I think was that the Sixers with
was that a Sixers playoff year? 2010?
Sure.
I don't.
That's right before the process, so that
right
would make sense
process.
With like that. That's where they're like, all right, we're in purgatory. Let's blow this up and start
2011, over. 2011-12 were like the Evan Turner teams that made the first round. Remember they beat Iguodala made the free throws to beat the Bulls the year Derrick Rose got hurt. But that I feel like that was more like 11 or 12.
So they were 41-41 in 2010-11. Which they were only third. They were third in the division. I'm not sure if they made the. Yeah, they lost in the Eastern. The first round to Miami
so
that year.
So 2010.
So 2010 could be it. Yeah, okay. Unless there's one after that I'm missing. But
well, I mean,
the Phillies didn't.
Right,
since
we had a lost
11.
Decade of the.
So it would basically be none of those years. So it's got to be 11 or 10.
So it's been a while. I mean, it's been a while, and I think it's pretty realistic they all do. I mean, the Flyers are right there. Sixers are going to make the playoffs. It's a matter of how quickly they get knocked out. If Embiid comes back, all that kind of stuff. The Phillies. I mean, we're talking about a 100-win baseball team, so we expect the playoffs. And the Eagles, I mean, I guess there's a chance that they're not as good as we want them to be, but they should make the playoffs. So, you know, I think we're getting all 4 teams in the playoffs in 1 year.
That would be exciting. That would be exciting. Well, you know, I just said that Mr. Black Hockey has spoken. The Flyers are going.
That's a lock.
That's a lock.
Without question. I mean, Mr. Black Hockey, again, we found out last year is never wrong. All right, Connor is up next on WIP. What's up, Connor?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Connor. What's up, pal?
I got the Phillies at 104 this year.
You're almost near Howard's 107. All right, so you're obviously very optimistic here, Connor.
Very optimistic. We got Bryce all year. There's no way Turner comes out the way he did last year. And I'm telling you now, I'm calling it, Bryson Stott is in MVP Bryson Stott.
He's calling it right now.
Okay, I'm not mad at you.
Here's what I'll say, Connor. If they get to 100, somebody that we're not talking a lot about is going to take a big leap, right? Maybe it's Ranger, maybe it's Bohm, or maybe it's like a guy like Stott. Because you kind of think about their team. They probably need one more guy to play at a star level. Connor, I don't think it's crazy that Stott could compete for a batting title. I think there's another notch to his game. He's not there yet.
I've been comparing him for a while now. He reminds me a lot like Chase Utley and what he was like. He watches pitches. He's consistent at the plate. He's patient in the field. It's a masterclass at work. That guy's the real deal.
He's a good player, and I thought he played an excellent defensive second base too. I was impressed with him defensively. Connor, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
All right, this guy didn't play for the Phillies, but he's a Philly now. Big Ben Davis.
Oh, Ben Davis.
That's a good guess.
I believe Ben was drafted.
Drafted was my year, 95?
That makes sense. Connor,
95?
Yeah, that's a good one. The number two overall pick. Now, that's not it, but that's a good guess.
What was his nickname?
Big Ben Davis.
That was his nickname, Big Ben?
Well, just called him that right now. I believe him. Okay. Well, Ben is a big dude. I mean, that's it.
Oh, he is. He's not a little guy.
Bigger, I think, than most catchers. Ben, from my recollection, was a very tall catcher.
So Ben Roethlisberger stole his nickname.
Yeah, I mean, the original Big Ben.
That's outrageous.
Our guy, Ben Davis.
Unbelievable.
Number two overall pick to the Seattle Mariners, I believe, was the team that took him. Ben Davis had a good career and then has become like our Ben Davis.
Yeah, he's our guy.
When we saw Ben in the he was going to Clearwater in the airport last year. Yeah. It's one of those things where you see someone from a distance, like, man, that's that person's
big
really
ass
tall.
Dude.
And they're like, oh, it's just Ben.
Big ass dude. Yeah, oh, it's Ben. Yeah, I got. Yeah.
Well, I probably think about this more than you do, Hugh. But whenever I see someone that's just way bigger than the average person, I'm like,
dude, he's an athlete.
Yeah, that's the first thing I think of. Yeah. And sometimes they're not, but sometimes it's like, oh, there's
you
a reason.
You kind of wonder.
Yeah, like, who
why,
is that?
Why are you as big as you are? Yeah. Why are you so not normal size?
Basketball players, it's the most obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're big, but, like, there's other people that are your size in the world.
Yeah.
There's nobody else besides NBA players that are, like, 6'11", just walking around.
No. Like, when Shaq walks into a room, man, he's, like, a lot. Like, it's funny. Shaq looks larger on television than he actually is because he got, like, skinny chicken legs.
Oh, does he?
He got little legs, man, but he's still a big dude, though.
Yeah.
He's still a real big dude.
I mean, you just don't see 7-foot people running around
really don't.
The world. Cody is in Harleysville. What's up, Cody?
Cody ain't paying attention.
Cody, what's up, pal?
Hey, Cody.
What's up, Cody?
I'm thinking 100 games.
100 on the dot?
I think 100 games. Plenty of reasons. I think the last caller was Stott stepping up. I think a big reason is getting Schwarbs out of the outfield. Improving our defense. He lost a few games for us single-handedly. So, looking forward to it. Last game I was at was last year, our championship series loss, so I'm going tomorrow. Get a little of that taste out of my mouth. So.
I think we all need to, Cody. Yeah, that was a thud it ended with. Yeah, and it's a good point on Schwarber. I also think it's going to help keep Schwarber healthier. You know, his knee, which I think bothered him last year, could make him better at the plate, too. All right, Cody, give us a guess. Hughes Clues, who's the player?
We're going Batman, A.J. Burnett.
A.J. Burnett. Batman. Cody, we appreciate it. It's not A.J. Burnett. I liked A.J. Burnett. I was one of the few that did. I thought A.J. was a good major league pitcher. Now, he was here at the end of his career. Was that 2014? A.J. rolled into town. So that was, if I remember right, Kyle, 2014 was the last year they pretended, right? 2012, they fell off. 13 and 14, they kept trying a little bit.
You could argue maybe like 15-2-ish.
Yeah, so... I'm trying to
think. It was Hamels last year.
It was, and then they traded him at the deadline. But the 2014, like they kept, I mean, they paid A.J. Burnett to come, and they kept trying. Yeah, the Phillies waited a few years too long to hit that reset button and the rebuild. All right, coming up next, we got all your phone calls. We'll give you a third clue in the 12 o'clock hour for Hughes Clues. We got to get to an Eagles topic coming up in a little bit. Something that was said yesterday by an insider that made us wonder, like, what is that about? Also, we'll be joined by Kevin Stocker after the break. His predictions, thoughts on the season as he gets ready for another year in the Phillies booth. 215-592-9494. Get on the record. Your official win prediction. And when you look at this team, do you see a 100-win baseball team? I do. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I don't think it's crazy. They have the talent. From June on last year, they played like one. Are the Phillies a 100-win team? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.